Yesterday, I introduced one of our reporters with the line that President Trump is backtracking, sort of, in his trade war. That sort of is doing a lot of work. Because even after yesterday's announcement of a pause in some tariffs, today, there are still a lot of tariffs in place.
The tariff rate on Chinese products is still well over 100%. There are still tariffs for certain goods from Canada and Mexico. There's still a tariff on steel and aluminum imports. And there's still a baseline tariff of 10% on imports from nearly every country on Earth.
The Yale Budget Lab says the best way to think of this is from the perspective of the consumer. And they calculate that U.S. consumers will still face the highest overall tariff rate since 1904. The import taxes will cost the average household somewhere between $2,600 and $4,400 in increased prices. And economists made those calculations before the White House clarified today that the tariff on China wasn't just 125%, as Trump announced yesterday. It was actually a total of 145%.
So, say you're trying to buy a car. 25% tariffs are still in place on imported cars and car parts. That could send prices up in coming months on both new and used cars. Now, some people are hurrying up to make a purchase at pre-tariff prices. Others plan to drive their current cars into the ground. NPR's Camila Domonoski has our report.
Kira Ney, a children's librarian in Ohio, would like to have a second child in the next few years, and she figured she'd eventually need to swap out her family's 2008 Toyota for something bigger.
A car that could transport both our children and also our dog in one vehicle would be really ideal.
She and her husband were hoping to wait until next year to make that big purchase.
But with the tariffs and so much of the uncertainty about that, we just decided that we couldn't wait any longer.
They ran out and bought an SUV in late March, and they weren't the only ones.
The dealership was packed.
But there are also lots of drivers like Jennifer Jarvis, a pharmacist in Michigan. She, too, was hoping to get a newer SUV soon. But instead, she and her husband replaced the transmission in their old minivan and plan to drive it another 100,000 miles.
The idea of trying to buy a car in this market and the tariffs and everything, I mean, we're going to be driving this probably until it needs either another transmission or it falls off the road.
The tariffs keep changing. Yesterday, President Trump paused many tariffs, but the ones important to the auto industry remain, like tariffs on cars and parts and the metals that go into them. Add it up, and it's a weird time for car sales. But the auto industry has dealt with weird before, says Scott Cunas, whose dealership group is based in Wisconsin.
It kind of feels like we're back in that early, 2020 era when COVID was just starting to hit and nobody quite knew what was happening.
For now, demand is up, and there are good deals on new cars where price hikes aren't here yet, and dealers have weeks' worth of vehicles on lots.
All the vehicles that are currently on the ground or in port are not affected by tariffs. So we do have somewhat of a supply as this kind of works itself out.
If the tariffs stick, analysts say car prices could go up by thousands of dollars. Cunas says his business can adapt, but this will make it harder to buy a car on a budget.
I think one thing that nobody's really thinking about or talking about is the used car market.
Cunas sells used cars too, and tariffs will indirectly drive up those prices. In fact, they have already. Angelica De Leon in Connecticut is feeling that. When she was unemployed during the COVID pandemic, her car was repossessed. Since then, she's been relying on Uber and friends.
Connecticut is very, if you don't have a car, it's kind of hard to get around.
After saving up for 2 years and getting a full-time admin job, she could buy a car in the $10,000 range, if she can find a reliable option.
So recently, I'm looking at the prices, and I noticed that they shot up.
Vehicles out of her price range just got further out of reach. She asks a question.
When you're making, the minimum, and you do need a car, how do you set yourself up?
That's already a problem for people across the country, and the tariff chaos is only making it worse. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.